Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, February 23rd, 2010. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and our goal today is to encourage and instruct you in the Bible. Today's message is titled, A Steady Testimony. There are two scripture texts, both from the Psalms, Psalm 13, verse 6, and Psalm 47, verse 6.
I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises.
Yesterday we made pastoral visits to a number of elderly friends and church members. Our first visit was at the home of Joe and Jesse Carroll, who became our friends when we served in an interim pastoral role in the Harrisburg area 3 years ago. They were a tremendous encouragement to us at that time, and through daily encouragement, we have stayed connected as they listen daily to our podcast messages.
Joe and Jesse have a wonderful testimony. Joe served in the U.S. Navy during World War II on the USS Sigsbee. On April 14, 1945, the Sigsbee was struck by a kamikaze plane, killing many of his crewmates. The plane struck the ship precisely where Joe's bunk was located, but he was on duty elsewhere on the ship at the time.
Following the war, Joe married Jesse. In fact, we found out yesterday they've been married 62 years. He fathered six children and worked in the Harrisburg area. Jesse was a Christian and raised their children to serve the Lord, but Joe did not follow Christ, nor did he attend church. Of course, she and many other believers prayed for many years that Joe would be saved. She recalls how he would help her get their children dressed for church, but he himself would not attend. We kind of wonder if he was looking for some quiet time in the empty house with all those kids.
In his late 40s, Joe was diagnosed with cancer of the larynx, which resulted in having his larynx, or a voice box as also called, it was removed. He underwent therapy with a speech pathologist and learned to talk again using esophageal speech. The therapist taught Joe to force air into the top of his esophagus and then push it out again. The puff of air is like a burp. It vibrates the walls of the throat, making sound for the new voice. The tongue, lips, and teeth form words as the sound passes through the mouth. This type of speech sounds low-pitched and gruff. There are other, more familiar methods of communication available to those whose larynx is removed, such as a battery-operated mechanical larynx device.
It was during this time of extensive trial that God began to turn Joe's life around. Joe began attending church with Jesse and even financially supported the church.
Scripture test that says, I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. In fact, the psalmist repeatedly instructs his readers to sing praises four times in the other text that I read, and he gives good reason for us to do so. Because God is our King. He is worthy of our praise and adoration, no matter the circumstances of this life.
Joe exemplifies this attitude when he worships God. One of the great blessings we experienced when we were serving Joe's congregation was his desire to sing praise to God. Actually, I often stood several rows ahead of him, and I was so blessed to hear his unique voice joining in the song of the redeemed. As Brooksine played the piano and led the congregation in worship, she would occasionally hear Joe's voice rise above the rest. It never failed to move her, and often brought out even more earnest, heartfelt worship in her singing and playing the piano.
Congregational singing is the highlight of Sunday morning worship for many people. Those of us who have served the Lord for many years may take this for granted. It's an important time of worship, giving opportunity for worshipers to express personal praise and thanksgiving in thoughts they store up in their hearts, but feel inadequate to verbally express. But God uses songwriters to write lyrics that express our feelings, and we can espouse them as our very own when singing the words from our hearts.
Singing is found all through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. First recorded praise to God in song was following the crossing of the Red Sea. The book of Revelation makes it clear that there will be singing in heaven.
But the greatest concentration of references to singing in the Bible, as you might well know already, is found in the Psalms. It's rather fitting since the Greek meaning of psalm is a poem sung to the accompaniment of music. Today's daily texts are just two of many examples that we could have used throughout the Psalms that refer to singing.
When we sing unto the Lord during our midweek service this week, in small groups, or in coming Sunday worship, may we do so with renewed vigor as we join our brothers and sisters in Christ and sing to our King songs of praise. We hope that Joe's testimony of singing unto the Lord will encourage you to sing out with a joyful and thankful heart.
Let's pray. Father, we are inspired by those who are willing to give their all in praise and thanksgiving to you. Joe, along with many other overcoming believers, serves as an example to us that you gladly receive all that we have to give and you multiply its effectiveness in ways that we cannot comprehend. Thank you for the human examples you place in our path of those who overcome and find victorious living because their faith is not misplaced, but it is firmly grounded in you, our Savior, Lord, and our soon coming King. Amen.
Amen. Amen. What a joy to share a message based upon God's Word today and share a testimony of a dear man, a dear husband and wife. We title the message just because they do have a steady testimony and we're blessed and we're glad to say we feel they were quite blessed by our visit as well. Something we maybe, on a side note, just encourage today. Don't forget the elderly among us, whether they be in a nursing home or they're on their own. Some of the most treasured pastoral work we do is our visits, including those to the elderly. Christine, this story should be shared verbally, and then we will end our time today. If you would just share another experience we had yesterday, and it's related to today's message, in fact.
Well, we were reminded yesterday of the way God has equipped our minds to retain music when we might lose our memory, both short-term and long, and maybe even our sensibilities. We were introduced to a dear 96-year-old woman yesterday by her brother and sister-in-law. She was once an educator and very much involved in ministry. She was unable to follow our conversation and only occasionally responded properly to the questions her brother asked. It was heartbreaking to see her restrained to her bed, but due to her fragility and illness, it was necessary. She was really quite out of it, but when her brother invited her to sing with him, Like Gentle Dew, a hymn they had sung since childhood, she immediately joined in. Let me reword that. She let out, not missing a word, and singing out in a voice that could have been a soloist in a choir. She came out of her slumbering state and suddenly lit up. She proceeded to sing beautifully this song that Stephen and I were unfamiliar with, but she didn't miss a word. And we really appreciated the lyrics. And we have printed those lyrics for you today if you want to read those, Like Gentle Dew. It's probably an unfamiliar hymn, but we'll
it's something we never heard of, but it was a remarkable experience yesterday.
Yes.
Even the way she moved her head about, sing with meaning, it's a remarkable reminder of why we need to have music that's familiar. Well, there's actually another picture today on the site of Joe and another man named Red that also has a remarkable testimony. He was on an aircraft carrier, the Hornet, that was also sunk during World War II, and we had some interesting people in that church. A little bit of story about him on the site today in his picture. We also, as typical, recommend several songs, and I suppose the one that really came to mind related to the message and text was it's a recently written song, maybe the last 10 or 15 years at least, maybe newer, called Sing to the King. It's by the Passion Worship Band, and I found a nice online YouTube version that you can click on the video link, and it will open up that. Well, thank you for joining us today. May God encourage and strengthen you as you continue to sing unto the Lord.